Good morning. It's now 8:18, and this morning, a man joining us, kind enough to join us this morning, is Gary Glass, the director of the American Homebrewers Association, and they've got an event coming up this Sunday from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock at a restaurant and pub you've probably heard of, New Holland Brewing Company. It's the American Homebrewers Association rally, like I said, from 1 o'clock till 4. He's been brewing for over 20 years. He's Gary Glass, and Gary, thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
You're in Colorado, and I mentioned this off the air. That's an early wake-up for you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I actually usually am up at this time anyway, so that's all right. And I like to talk about beer any time of day.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I said a couple of hours ago when I was promoting this interview, that I don't care if it's 8 o'clock in the morning or if it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I could talk about beer any time of day. I'm sure you could talk about it because it is your job and it's what you talk about your whole life. But let's jump into this this rally here in Holland at the New Holland Brewery. What can we expect at this brewery that is a very popular restaurant here locally?
The rally starts at their production facility, so we'll have tours of the production brewery so people can see. And the attendees are members of the American Home Brewers Association. We have 43,000 members across the country. A lot of those right there in Michigan. So they'll get kind of a personalized tour of the brewery, and learn about how they run their operation there. And then they'll move over to the brew pub, in the afternoon, and they've got, some special beers that are going to be tapped and a raffle going on. Some of the brewers are going to talk to the attendees to tell them a little bit about the brewery and what they do there at New Holland.
Have you tried New Holland's beer before?
Absolutely, yeah.
What do you have a favorite? I don't mean to put you on the spot, because my personal favorite is Dragon's Milk, and that's usually the popular pick.
Yeah, that's probably my go-to with New Holland. But they've got several really great beers, so it would be hard to pick just one.
Absolutely. One of the things I'm interested to talk to you about, Gary, and of course, in West Michigan, I mentioned this to several people who I talk to. We are spoiled in this state because I don't think we appreciate how many microbreweries, and I think people are starting to appreciate, especially with Grand Rapids being named Beer City USA, but there is such a wide selection of beer that when we leave the state, we truly realize how lucky we are. Why do you think that not just in Michigan, but throughout the country, homebrewing and microbrewing is exploding?
I think there's a few reasons. One in particular would be kind of the local bore movement. People wanting to support their local farmers, local businesses, local restaurants, and certainly that ties in with local breweries. As far as beer goes, it doesn't get any more local than homebrewing, and it's really easy to do. It's a great means of customizing beer to your own personal taste.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun to do, and you're making beer as opposed to other hobbies where you might be crocheting or something. If you give beer to your friends, they really appreciate it.
So this is not just a hobby. This is a means to an end and a social gathering, and also making some new buddies. Then is what you're saying.
Yeah, and absolutely, and homebrewing really is a community. So that's kind of what we're showcasing with these rallies. It's an opportunity for homebrewers from around the area to get together, and meet one another and talk beer and talk brewing, as well as talk with the brewers at one of their local breweries. The commercial craft brewing industry and the homebrewing hobby are very closely tied together. They're really all part of one big community. And it's out of that homebrewing community that we see the growth in craft brewing. Most of the people who are opening new breweries in this country got their start as homebrewers.
It's the New Holland Brewing Company American Home Brewers Association rally. It's this Sunday, 1 o'clock to 4, and he's Gary Glass, the director of the American Home Brewers Association. Gary, of course, I wanted to also talk about the National Home Brewers Conference, which is in June, and like I kind of mentioned before a little bit, It's here just down the street from Holland in Beer City, USA. You'll be there. What can we expect from the National Conference in Grand Rapids?
Well, we're expecting to have 3,000 homebrewers from, from not only all over the country, but all over the world. We get people coming in from Australia, Japan. I think we might have some people from Iceland coming in. It's the world's largest gathering of homebrewers.
Jeez.
And it's really an amazing time because, homebrewers are, not only very passionate about their hobby, they also really like to share.
Yeah.
Not only their beer, but also their knowledge. And so it's a great opportunity for homebrewers to interact. We'll also have a lot of the local breweries from around Michigan, that will be there, and, we'll have some of their beers available for members, especially members who are coming from out of state to get to experience what Michigan's got going on. We've got the owners of Founders Brewing Company are giving our keynote address.
Mm-hmm.
We do something called Club Night, which we have homebrew clubs. We've got 70 clubs already signed up to set up booths. It's like kind of like a beer festival, except with homebrew. And so it's a bunch of homebrewers trying to outdo one another. They get really into it. Dress up in themed costumes and have a whole lot of fun.
Outstanding. He's Gary Glass. He's the director of the American Homebrewers Association, talking about the New Holland Brewery rally coming up on Sunday, and of course the national rally. Gary, we only got a couple seconds left before I let you go, and I do appreciate you joining us. You got a favorite beer?
The easy answer is the one in my hand, which I don't happen to have at the moment.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock in Colorado. You can crack one open.
There's just too much great beer out there for there to be one single favorite beer.
Right.
I guess I have a kind of a favorite recipe that I play with. I've been brewing this saison for a while now. I continue to tweak, and that's kind of my go-to beer.
All right, Gary, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And, of course, if anybody wants to get information about home brewing, where can they go onto your website?
Homebrewersassociation.org.
All right. Thank you, Gary, so much.
Okay. Thank you, Dan.
All right. Gary Glass joining us, the director of American Homebrewers Association.